All right, Marty Lurie here. It is time for the philosopher, and that is Javier Lopez joins us. Marathon baseball. I want to tell you, I saw it on the road trip, the way you guys played. I know what I put in the time in the studio, but they say marathon season, and sometimes it's just one of those words, oh, gee, I guess you have a long season. But you guys really experienced it on this road trip and then even coming home.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's part of the evolution, I think, of this team and the season that it has been. It's been kind of crazy, especially in Colorado. The weather's been very untypical for Colorado, and you know, going through there and having to sit through a lot of rain delays and putting a lot of time in into team bonding during that time. There's some card play and some various other events trying to kill that time. I think it put everything in perspective for us. We're out there trying to battle and play some games, but we have to have some humility and have some fun as well. And I think that's something that we did during this road trip.
But there's a physical side of it, of waiting all day to play a game. You're tired. You're eating. You're tired. You're not playing. You're waiting. Then you get on an airplane, and you got to go to Milwaukee and play a day game.
Yeah, it's, everybody in this locker room is pretty ritualistic. And I think when you break up that routine, it does become a little bit difficult to those things that you mentioned. Obviously, when you have to wait on weather, when you have to wait on travel, make the trips, play day games, which we haven't really done since spring training, to have this many in a row for us. I mean, it's awkward, but you know, it's a credit to the guys to make sure that they're ready to play. Obviously, adrenaline's a tough thing to control, and when that's really dictated on the routines that everybody has. But you know, everybody stepped up and we're ready to go. And when the bell rang, everybody was ready, and the performances showed not only offensively but on the mound as well.
He is the philosopher, and that is Javier Lopez. How do you pass time during a four-hour, five-hour rain delay?
Well, I found myself actually teaching some teammates how to play cribbage. That's how we were passing the time away, and that's going to eventually flow into airplane travel as well to kill some of those long flights, across country trips that we'll be taking pretty soon. You know, get the guys playing some cards and having some fun, and you know, telling jokes and just trying to do stuff to really lighten the mood, because you know, you spend so much time grinding 3-4 hours a night in a ball game that you need that time to just relax and really enjoy each other's company.
Is this a card playing team?
It will be now. I think with all this time, I think a lot of guys who, you know, if it's not going to be card playing, there's going to be some dominoes going on. That's for sure. I think it's something that everybody enjoys doing. You just need that one or two people to finally bring out a deck of cards and see what happens. I think guys are going to start getting after it.
All right. That's insight into the clubhouse here with the Giants. Juan Uribe, one of your former teammates, gets traded, and it gets traded in a way. Orlando Cepeda went from the Giants to the Cardinals and changed clubhouses. Juan Uribe went from the Dodgers to the Braves and changed clubhouses. I mean, thought of him, as you said, dominoes, because he was a guy before the game. He played a lot of that. But let's talk about the philosophy of a player getting traded, and especially walking from one clubhouse to the next, and then all of a sudden have to play against that team.
I've never had that experience, but being traded is a different feel. Obviously, the older you are and the more you've been around the game, you realize that it is a business. Things like this are going to happen. When it happens the very first time you get traded, you're like, oh my gosh, just the team doesn't want me anymore. What did I do wrong? What's going on? Then you realize that obviously you're a chip, you're a piece to be played, and that team plays it, and another team wants you, and you got to look at it positively. For him, it does have to be a little awkward, obviously, going, not only crossing the clubhouse, crossing L.A., but then taking a flight right back here when they were just here. Dodgers were just here on our last homestand. So it is a little awkward for him. Talking to Fontenot, who had done it for us in 2012, I think it was, when he came over here, or he made that trade and came over from the clubhouse and played against the Cubs the next day. It was an awkward feeling for him, but obviously, you know, Juan's a tremendous player. I think everybody in this clubhouse knows that he's got a lot of talent and a lot of skill. And he's a veteran presence for a young infield, and I think it's obviously a trade that's going to benefit him. Hopefully he gets a little more playing time. I mean, the Dodgers have moved on, and they like the way Guerrero plays third and stuff. So, you know, for Uribe and for his future, it's nice to get him into a spot where he'll see some more playing time.
Well, you told me the team had a chance to have a good road trip here. And you were right. The team had a good road trip. How's the team doing in your eyes? Things different? I'll ask you this way. I put the question out on the air. The 14 team, World Series championship team, an amazing team, a great start. Is this team better?
Well, I tell you what. I think the lineup itself, I feel, is a lot better in a sense that it's just lengthened. There's obviously there's power threats throughout the lineup, but offensively, guys are getting on base. So, you know, they're not, if we're hitting the ball in the gaps, we're getting runners in motion. And, you know, we have a leadoff hitter basically hitting seventh right now for us, and it's a switch hitter, and it's no easy out any in this lineup right now. And when you have Bumgarner hitting, you have the potential of a homer all the way one through nine. So it is kind of nice. And, you know, I think we're playing just very consistent baseball, and I think we're obviously all also headed towards a little historic moment here with all these shutouts and being able to watch the starting pitchers be able to do what they've been able to do, not only on this road trip, but in particular at home, which hadn't been home field advantage for a while. I think now we're finally starting to get that back, and I like the feel. I think a lot of young guys here now, you know, obviously we know Bochy loves veteran presence, but, you know, he's given the young guys a chance, given them a leash, and they're taking it.
Boy, good philosopher. Yeah, you're good at this. Yeah, you're doing well for Flan. I want to tell you that. All right, inherited runners. And look, this is, you have a great ability to walk in with people on base and throw a good pitch. It's not always that simple. But in the bullpen, you see a couple of guys get on, and you realize here comes Pedro Alvarez. Here comes someone coming up. Does that adrenaline start pumping for you?
It definitely does. Obviously, there's only a few things you can hang your hat on in a middle relief / specialty role, and that's one of them. Inherited runners is one. Obviously, you know, just being healthy and answering the bell and getting the game's pitch is a big deal for us too. Holds are a statistic, but I don't think those matter as much. But obviously, when you can keep a ball club in a game and have the manager's confidence that he's going to get in there, that you're going to be in there and execute pitches and get outs, I think that's all you really want. And you know, obviously the innings, outs, and situations will always dictate the kind of pitches I'm going to throw, but the adrenaline is always there, and that's something that I feed off of. But now I've been able to just actually use it as a positive, as to when I first got in the league, I got too amped up and too excited, where sometimes I would just try to throw pitches that are maybe try to throw too hard or place pitches, and that's not my game. So, you know, I've been able to take that, kind of harness that, and turn it into a better focus than anything else.
You do appear calm.
I try to give that Tom Brady persona, even though I'm there's definitely some nerves in there for sure. Yeah.
All right, really? All right. I'm glad to know, because believe me, you look extremely calm.
Well, I try, like I said, you know, never let him see you sweat. I was told that a long time ago, so that's what I think about. But internally, it's a grind for sure.
All right. Javier, thanks so much as always. Catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Marty, anytime. You got it.
All right. That is the philosopher, Javier Lopez, right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.